Sunday, big city, taking a nap. Slow down, it's Sunday. Life's a ball, let it fall right in your lap.
Hello and welcome to New York Standard. I'm your host, Andre Archambault. New York Standard's a show dedicated to the best music from the era that made New York Standard. This is the music from the great jazz ages of swing and bop to cabaret and Broadway. Coltrane, Ellington, Basie, Ella Fitzgerald, and of course Johnny Hartman and Nat Cole, as we hear from each of them every week. This week's show is another great romp, all over, all of the above. Some swing, some ballads, some great instrumentals, as always, great vocalists, and we have the return of the Broadway bit, too. So let's get kicking with such a great, great from Ramsey Lewis, The In Crowd, only here on New York Standard.
Thank you. saw you last night and got that old feeling. When you came inside, I got that old feeling. The moment that you danced by, I felt a thrill. And when you caught my eye, my heart stood still. Once again, I seem to feel that old yearning. And I knew the spark of love was still burning. There'll be no new romance for me. It's foolish to start, for that old feeling is still in my heart. To start, for that old feeling is still in my heart.
Heaven, I'm in heaven. My heart beats so that I can hardly speak. And I seem to find the happiness I seek. When we're out together, dancing cheek to cheek. Yes, heaven, I'm in heaven. Kids that hung around me through the week seems to vanish like a gambler's lucky streak. When we out together dancing cheek to cheek, oh, I'd love to climb to mountain, reach the highest peak. But it doesn't thrill me half as much as dancing cheek to cheek. Oh, I'd love to go out fishing in a river or a creek. But I don't enjoy it half as much as dancing cheek to cheek. Now, mama, dance with me. I want my arms about you, the charms about you will carry me through. Yes, heaven, I'm in heaven, and my heart beats so that I can hardly speak, and I seem to find the happiness I seek. When we out together dancing cheek to cheek, Take it, Ella. Swing it.
Heaven, I'm in heaven. And my heart beats so that I can hardly speak. And I seem to find the happiness I seek. When we're out together, dancing cheek to cheek. Heaven, I'm in heaven. And the cares that hung around me through the week seem to vanish like a gambler's lucky streak. When we're out together, dancing cheek to cheek. Oh, I'd love to climb a mountain and to reach the highest peak. But it doesn't thrill me half as much as dancing cheek to cheek. Oh, I'd love to go out fishing in a river or a creek, but I don't enjoy it half as much as dancing cheek to cheek. Come on and dance with me. I want my arm about you, the charm about you will carry me through to
Cheek to Cheek, that is from the tremendous, I actually own it as a three CD set for, that was re-released about 20 some odd years ago. I believe that that's how, well, I guess these days are probably, I haven't looked, I would have to look, probably available as individual albums, but they were so special that they, the three records that Ella and Lewis did together were worth sort of combining them. And I'm going to do a show here in the, I don't know when, maybe the next time, maybe the time after that, that's going to just be dedicated to those two individuals, because I think there's enough. A, I certainly own enough material, for starters. Secondly, there's enough to be said without being redundant about them. That's for sure. So that was Cheek to Cheek, Ella and Lewis, from the complete Ella and Lewis on Verve. It's a three CD set. If you can find that packaging, it's really pretty unique. It's like a almost like a gatefold or accordion folder that you'd see in an office, that sort of a thing. But it's small, you know, 5-6 inches big, just enough to fit a CD or a couple of CDs. It's really a neat package if you can find it. And before that, we heard Chet Baker, another guy who came to the fore as a trumpeter, clarinetist, and became a singer. It's funny. I like Chet Baker's voice, but I don't love it. It's so breathy, but there are certain things about it that I do like, and so I like to bring him out every once in a while. I think I own 3 or 4 Chet Baker records, but not a ton. A lot of people who are big fans of Chet Baker are really big fans of Chet Baker. I'm not one of them, but I admire his work. I appreciate it, but I'm not in the tank, as they say. And before that, we started off the show with 2 tunes from Ramsey Lewis. Started off with The In Crowd, and as we were playing that, one of my favorite songs from the sort of the Bayou Louisiana thing is Little Liza Jane, so I decided to play that. So that was both from Ramsey Lewis there. Moving on, one of my favorite female singers who, again, doesn't get enough respect, doesn't get enough due in this world, is a woman named Helen Merrill. This is from an album called Dream of You, and this is a really great song. Any place I hang my hat is home, a New York Standard.
Any place I hang my hat is home.
treating you. That is John Coltrane. What's new? Before that, we heard Mighty Like a Rose from Art Tatum. I've been playing a lot more Art Tatum of late, and I just, man, can I not tell you how much joy it brings me to hear him play. And so thankful that they invented recording when they did, because if they hadn't, they may not have captured him, may not have captured a lot of this that we listen to every day, and certainly that I bring to you every week, or just about every week anyhow. And before Art Tatum, we heard from Helen Merrill. Again, one of my real favorites. Any place I hang my hat is home. In Dream of You, that album, if you can find it, it's worth picking up. It's a unique presentation. The album art is beautiful. She's such a doll on the cover of that. I had a little crush on her when I was 20. And meanwhile, by that point, she was probably clearly in her 60s or maybe even later. But anyway, maybe even late 50s. I don't want to age anybody. Anyway, Helen Merrill. I'm going to try to bring some new Helen Merrill to the show because you deserve it, if nothing else. Well, one of my I'm going to say this very plainly. I love bringing the old recordings to you. It's one of my favorite things to do because if ever there was a thing that was going to go away, it's going to be those old recordings. And, you know, artists like Bix Beiderbecke and Frankie Trumbauer and even the early stuff from Louis Armstrong that I play, the Hot Fives and Sevens, etc. Had it not been for so much of that stuff, we wouldn't really have a lot of the pop music that we do today. I don't care at what level. If you look, no, I mean, there are only so many notes in the musical structure. So no one is wholly original. No one, period. And so when you listen to someone like Paul Whiteman, which is, this is a recording that, in fact, is included in a set of Frankie Trumbauer CDs. You are hearing someone who was, in fact, copying most of what was going on in the black orchestras of the day. But this is Paul Whiteman and his orchestra. Frankie Trumbauer was in that orchestra. And this is Cole Porter's Let's Do It on New York Standard.
Folks in Siam, do it. Take a Siamese twins, some Argentines, without means, do it. People say in Boston even beans, do it. Let's do it, let's fall in
clothes, fortunate with bows. Everybody knows Miss Hannah I'm speaking of. Does she have a frown? Say no, she's a talk of all the town. Men all gather round Miss Hannah. Now is she lovely? Boy, I mean, all other girls in town go unseen. Does she have a style? Boy, what a smile. Men would walk a mile for Hannah. Thank you.
That was a real nice set, a really nice set of old stuff. That, and when I say old, it's old. It's coming on 100 years now. Oh, man, that's scary. Anyway, that was Louis Armstrong from the Hot Fives and Sevens. I just mentioned that is from Volume 4. Depending on the set you get, I believe they most of those compilations of the Hot Fives and Sevens assemble them sequential order in which they were recorded from a time frame perspective. And I believe it's been a while since I've looked at those notes, but I believe that all of those sides, as they were called, were recorded over the course of about an 18-month period. And so this would have been near the end, and you can hear it. It sounds a little bit more modern than the early Hot 5 recording. So I hope you dug that. Before that, we went from one master to the master, Sidney Bechet, Shake It and Break It. That is from the Victor Sessions Master Takes. Again, you know, for those of us who are purists of this form, I would add that wherever you're picking up these recordings, if you're downloading them, if you're streaming them, if it's Spotify, if it's wherever, it almost doesn't matter as long as you're enjoying it. I come from an era where it sounds like a planet. I come from an era where it mattered what version of what album you bought. Right? Did you get the UK test pressing? Did you get the blue vinyl version with the extended da-da-da, you know, all of that stuff? And certainly I lived through what I thought was a pretty ridiculous era in the late 80s with rock music where, you know, extended dance remix and all of that stuff. That I've never really had any love for. There are a few, but for the most part, no. And so, when people talk about this music, especially that early stuff, up until the 50s, there were no such things as albums. They were singles. They were sides, right? You basically had you had 4.5 minutes on each side or thereabouts to do your thing. You know, so, it wasn't until, 45, I think, and then 48, where they started to play around with long playing records that were, you know, could be as much as a half an hour aside. Now, the ideal scenario is about 15 minutes on each side. But that also makes it for a short, bloody record. And, you know, most artists today usually clock in at somewhere between, you know, 40 and 70 minutes, depending on the type of act you're dealing with. And anyway, so that I digressed there for a minute, didn't I? Tonight we'll blame the wine, right? We'll blame the wine. Had wonderful wine and pizza tonight here in the Upper East Side. And if you get it, I don't do a whole lot of plugs. It's not my thing here on this show at all. But if you're on the Upper East Side of Manhattan, anywhere, frankly, if you're in New York City, it's worth making a trek to San Mateo on the corner of 90th Street and 2nd Avenue. Thankfully, the 2nd Avenue subway construction is not so bad right where they are. And so it actually seems pretty peaceable there. You go a couple of blocks in one way or another, it's pretty rough. Loads of sort of temporary buildings and structures and dust and nonsense. But right where they are is kind of perfect. I doubt they planned it, but it worked out that way. And they make the best, I think it is about the best pizza I've ever had, certainly in New York. Really amazing stuff. Worth it. So back to the music. We heard Louis Armstrong, Sidney Bechet, Duke Ellington, the Double Check Stomp. That's from the OK Ellington Disc 2. That was from a 2-CD set that I bought a couple of summers ago. And it was a perfect companion to, I guess it probably would have been my second reading of The Great Gatsby. And we had rented a house out on Long Island for, it was either for the week or for the weekend, one or the other. And the music was piping. I was that album that I had that cranking for the 3 days or so. I guess it was just a 3 day thing. For the 3 days that we were out there, it was tremendous. It was perfect, and we had it was a great backdrop. That music is just perfect. And before that, we heard the master, Coleman Hawkins, one of the best saxophonists ever to live. That was Miss Hannah from his retrospective, 1929 to 1963, and we kicked off that set with Paul Whiteman and his orchestra from the Frankie Trumbauer compilation, 1923 to 1929, with Cole Porter's Let's Do It. Moving on, we got one more tune, and then we're going to get into the Broadway bit. This is a great, great, great song. It's Only a Paper Moon, but this is Jimmy Smith grooving at Small's Paradise. Here on New York Standard. Thank you.
Thank you.
Jimmy Smith. It's Only a Paper Moon live at Smalls here in New York City. I think that was recorded, I want to say, in about 1962. So just as the era of the Hammond B3 really came to the fore. It's a great 10 minutes of that. Brilliant. Well, this is the Broadway bit moment, and last week I had my iPod on Shuffler, maybe even the week before, and I stumbled upon A Tree Grows in Brooklyn, and I played one or two songs off of it. It happened to surreptitiously, if you will, and I was very... I had forgotten how strong the singing was. I miss old school Broadway singing. The voices were a little different, and there was variation. So much of what you hear on Broadway today is very middle of the road, and not a whole lot of variation vocally. I think some of that comes from the composers. I think certainly it comes from the folks who are casting these things. Because they're looking for specific types and types of types. And it's kind of limiting and frankly kind of boring. And it's sort of why I don't catch as many Broadway shows as I might have in the past. But anyway, this is, we're going to kick it off. We're going to start with one song, and then I'm going to play four songs in a row. Three songs in a row from The Secret Garden. Which is one of the few examples of the last 20 years where you did have some variation in the voices. You did have a little bit of nuance. And if nothing else, I'm a fan of nuance. So let's get us started in the Broadway bit with I'll Buy You a Star from A Tree Grows in Brooklyn.
Things may not come through the way you plan. One more chance is due to every man. One more chance, that's it. It's not too late yet. We'll be living on some grand estate yet, you'll see. An automobile so fancy gets some air. A coat made of sealskin is what my wife will wear. Sealskin isn't good enough. Ermine isn't good enough. Buckets full of diamonds aren't good enough. To show you what you're worth, there's not enough to do. There's nothing on this earth good enough for you. I'll have to do my shopping up there in the blue. I'll buy you a star, not just a star, but the best one in the sky. Have a cloud to sleep on, a cloud as light as an angel's sigh, a fine silver chain made from the rain of a summer afternoon. I'll buy you a star, my darling. I buy the moon.
And why are you in such a bad temper?
The garden is dead, Dickon. It's the most forgotten place I've ever seen. With loose grey branches and dead roots and leaves all tangled up on the ground.
Now, did you take a real close look at anything? Mary, the strongest roses will fare thrive on being neglected if the soil is rich enough.
You mean it might be alive? But how can we tell?
Oh, I can tell if a thing is wick.
Wick? I've heard Ben say wick.
When a thing is wick, it has a life about it. Now, maybe not a life like you and me. But somewhere there's a single streak of green inside it. Come and let me show you what I mean. When a thing is wick, it has a light around it. Maybe not a light that you can see. But hiding down below, sparks asleep inside it. Waiting for the right time to be seen. You clear away the dead parts so the tender buds can fall. Loosen up the earth and let the roots get warm. Let the roots get warm. Oh, mild day, oh, warm rain. Oh, the slow rocks are coming up.
To work each day like you and me. Will it grow?
It will.
Then have no doubt about it. We'll have the grandest garden ever seen. Oh, Dickon, I want it all to be wick. Would you come and look at it with me?
I'll come every day, rain or shine, if you want me. All that garden needs is for us to come wake it up.
Dickon, what if we save the garden? Then Uncle Archie takes it back. Oh, Colin wants it.
What a miracle that would be, getting a poor crippled boy out to see his mother's garden. Give a living thing a little chance to grow. That's how you will know if she is wick, she'll grow. So grow to greet the morning, leave the ground below. When a thing is wick,
to strike again. Standing, waiting, I think of her, I think of
strange, her. This marriage, she leaves the room, yet remains, she lingers on. Something stirs me to think of her, I think of her.
From death she casts her spell, All night we hear her sighs, and now a girl has come who has her eyes. She has her eyes. The girl has Lily's hazel eyes, those eyes that saw him happy long ago. Those eyes that gave him life and hope he'd never known. How can he see the girl and miss those hazel?
She has her eyes. The girl has Lily's hazel eyes. Those eyes that closed and left me all alone. Those eyes I feel will never ever let me go. How can I see this girl who has her hazel eyes?
In Lily's eyes a castle, this house seemed to be. And I, the bravest knight, became. My lady fair was she.
To dream about you. How can
I let you go.
How could I ever know?
All I need is
there in the garden.
All I would ask
is care for the child of our love. Come, go with me, safe I will keep you.
Where you would lead me, there I would.
I forgot what a beautiful show that is, and listening back to that music just now reminded me of what a special show that was, and shocking, in fact, that it didn't linger longer. That was, we started off with Wick. I'm sorry, let me actually, we started off the Broadway bit with I'll Buy You a Star from Tree Grows in Brooklyn, and then we went to the Secret Garden, and we played three songs there. Wick, Lily's Eyes, and How Could I Ever Know. Probably the three most known tunes from that particular show. And you heard Mandy Patinkin, you heard Rebecca Luker, you heard Robert Westerberg's voices in there. And anyway, just I had forgotten how much I liked, and in fact, loved that show. So I hope you loved it too. Well, it was no doubt a bit of a downer there, those last couple of tunes. And so what better way to pick up the tempo than with Louis Prima, Twist All Night, on New York Standard.
Come on and twist all night, come on and twist all night. You can do it, baby, cause the time is right. Come on and start to dance, and you will find romance. Twist all night, come on and twist all night, come on and twist all night. Yes, my little darling, cause the time is right. Now when you hear the sound, you go around and round. Twist all night, baby, you're doing fine. You've made my list. When you do the twist, come on and twist all night, come on and twist all night. I ask my little darling, cause the time is right. I want you hear my plea and come and dance with me. Ha, twist all night. Come on and twist all night, come on and twist all night. I ask my little darling, cause the time is right. I want you to hear my plea and come and dance with me. Ha, twist all night. Ha, twist all night. Hey, twist all night. Twist all night. Twist, 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 twist all night. All night, baby.
Thank you. January, June, and July. Snow time ain't no time for you to sit and spoon. Shine on harvest moon up in the sky. Oh, shine on harvest moon up in the sky. I ain't had no lovin' since April, January, June, and July. Snow time ain't no time for you to sit and spoon. So shine on harvest moon for me and my gal. Thank you. in the sky. I ain't had no love since April, January, June, and July. Snow time ain't no time for you to sit and spoon. Shine on harvest moon up in the sky. Oh, baby, shine on. Shine on harvest moon up in the sky. I ain't had no love since April, January, June, and July. Snow time ain't no time for you to sit and spoon. Shine on harvest moon for me and my gal.
Little Jimmy Rushing with Dave Brubeck's quartet. That is Shine On Harvest Moon. Before that, Fletcher Henderson, Clarinet Marmalade. I don't know if you heard it the way I heard it, but when I played from Clarinet Marmalade, which is clearly recorded in mono and frankly pretty thin mono at that, very, very limited bandwidth in terms of frequency. And we jumped right from that to Shine On Harvest Moon without really much of a beat. I don't know if you heard it the same way I did, but we went from the smallest, tiniest little room of mono with, you know, just like on the tip of a pin to the equivalent of the largest drill burrowing under Manhattan and digging that Second Avenue subway or digging the crosstown tunnel that's being built in Midtown right now. It went from this little thing to this broad, wide open sound. Really a lot of fun. It's something to note. And before Clarinet Marmalade from Fletcher Henderson, we heard a really special stereo recording of I Got It Bad and That Ain't So Good from Duke Ellington live at Newport. I've told that story before, and I will hold off on regurgitating it yet again, but it's a really special getting that 1956 Newport, the reissue that came out in, I guess it actually came out in 99 or 2000. But it is a very special recording. Download it, buy it, steal it, I don't care. It's one of the most amazing jazz recordings ever. It is up there, in my opinion, with the Hot Fives and Sevens. It really, really is. And before Duke Ellington, we heard Mr. Louis Prima, Twist All Night. That was a lot of fun. A great way to come out of a pretty down Broadway bit there. Anyway, moving on. One of my favorite songs, just a fun little ballad. It is actually a fun ballad. It is called Just You, Just Me. I'll have a little bit more information on the back end of this, but it is, we're going to hear from Lester Young, we are going to hear from Thelonious Monk, and we are going to hear from Mr. Johnny Hartman. Right here on New York Standard. Thank you.
necessity is mostly privacy. Every sweetheart that the world has known hopes to find someday a perfect hideaway. Just you, just me. Let's find a cozy spot to cuddle and cool. Just us, just we. I've missed an awful lot. My trouble is you. Oh, gee, what are your charms for? What are my arms for? Use your imagination, just you, just me. I'll tie a lover's knot round wonderful you. Just you, just me. I'll tie a lover's knot round wonderful you. Round you.
The song there, Just You, Just Me. Yeah, it was written by Jesse Greer and Raymond Clages. Why not? These funny ethnic names like Archambault. Anyway, that was Just You, Just Me, Johnny Hartman. Still my favorite vocalist of all time. Before that, we heard from Lester Young, Just You, Just Me. Actually, I take that back. We started off with Lester Young. In the Just You, Just Me sandwich, we had Thelonious Monk. And reading a little bit about the song, Monk did a fairly straight-up rendition of the song, but then did a bit of a spoof on it called Justice. And then it became a few other renditions, and the idea behind Justice was Just Us. And Monk was that kind of guy. Anyway, moving on. It's funny, as I was assembling the show and the playlist and the whole thing, I skipped over about a dozen Nat Cole songs and realized as I was ending the show that somehow I had completely ignored Nat this week, and that's just not right. So this is a really great up-tempo tune. This is I Got Love from Nat Cole.
I got love written all over my face. I got L-O-V-E written all over the place. I walk around up on a cloud. The folks in town all laugh out loud. 'Cause here comes the guy who's the most in love in the whole human race. I got love written all over my face. I got L-O-V-E, what a remarkable case. I truly like the way you spell, and dear, your penmanship is swell. You wrote L-O-V-E all over my face.
He's got love.
I got love. I walk around up on a cloud. The folks in town are laugh out loud. 'Cause here comes the guy who's the most in love in the whole human race. I got love.
He's got love
written all over my face. I got a L-O-V, what a remarkable case. I truly like the way you spell, and dear, your penmanship is swell. You wrote L-O-V-E all over my face.
Nat Cole, I Got Love. That's just such a great up-tempo swing tune that wanted to bring it to you. So we're going to close the show with the next several songs. This is going to be a longer show than we've had in a while. This is Tony Bennett. We're going to go from Tony Bennett to Holly Cole to Jamie Saft. And Jamie Saft was a musician, still is a musician, although last time I looked him up, I found him on MySpace 10 years ago. Right. And he remembered me. I remembered him. But this is somebody I had worked with in college. And something recently stirred me about my college music memories. And Jamie Saft, working with him was one of the real pleasures. Worked with him twice. He came into the studios at my college radio station and really he played a really, really nice set. This was it was recorded live. It doesn't really sound it, and not because of anything I necessarily did, although I guess it was a good mix, but it was more the fact that it was just a great group of musicians that he had. It was a pianist from Berklee College of Music up the street at from Emerson, and just really fantastic artist. I have not kept up with him. I did see that he was playing in a band, but not a jazz band. But he played four songs in an hour, gives you an idea. And I still have that set. It's one of my favorites. And we're going to close this week's show with it. So we're going to hear from Tony Bennett. We're going to hear from Holly Cole. And then we're going to hear from Jamie Saft. And that's I'm going to sign off from here. This has been New York Standard. My name is Andre Archambault. Sit back and enjoy Tony Bennett, Holly Cole, and Jamie Saft on New York Standard.
Maybe this time I'll be lucky. Maybe this time she'll stay. Maybe this time, for the first time, love won't hurry away. She will hold me fast. I'll be home at last. Not a loser anymore, like the last time and the time before. Everybody loves a winner, so nobody loved me. Mr. Peaceful, Mr. Happy, that's what I long to be. All the odds are in my favor. Something's bound to begin. It's got to happen. a winner, so nobody loved me. Mr. Peaceful, Mr. Happy, that's what I long to be.
Blue sky.